China is the first country outside the ASEAN that Aung San Suu Kyi visits after she became Myanmar's foreign minister. How would you assess the key agendas of her visit this time?
Yeah, there are a lot of to talk about between the two sides, especially Myanmar, you know, elected the new leader, new president, and new state councillor. Aung San Suu Kyi played a very important role in the democratic movement in that country, but after being elected, I'm sure the top agenda for her at this moment is the economic development and social development of the country. There are several agendas, for example, the economic cooperation between China and Myanmar, and how can Myanmar give efficient protection of the Chinese investment in Myanmar. And the second is the peaceful reconciliation in the area close to China, and you know, there are about 15 ethnic groups fighting against each other and fight against the government forces there. So I think China has its role in the reconciliation of the peaceful settlement in this area. And the third, I'm sure Myanmar has been a very important country for the foreign investment of China in recent years, especially the pipelines, you know, from Indian Ocean to Yunnan province and some other provinces of China. So this is a very important visit for the state councilor.
Well, as you just mentioned, as well as being the foreign minister, Suu Kyi also holds the position of state councillor. So how would you weigh her personal influence on Myanmar's relations with China? And what's your take on her personal views towards China?
Actually, China and Myanmar have enjoyed very good friendship and good relations, you know, even in last several decades, for example, from the 1950s when China established and Myanmar first recognized the country as only, you know, China in the world. And so I think they also some people-to-people exchanges and also cultural exchanges between the two sides. And because of the geographical position of the two countries, I'm sure the relations between the two countries have been so far so good. Even, you know, in recent years when Myanmar entered a democratic transformation from the military government to the civilian government, I'm sure Aung San Suu Kyi, as a democratic figure in that country, she will give very positive impact on the development of good relations between the two sides.
China has long been an important economic partner for Myanmar. Some 40% of Myanmar's foreign investments now come from China. But some Western investors are very cautious about the country's economic and political stability and have shunned away from investing in the country. So how would you view China's investment, especially the safety of the investment in Myanmar, and how would you assess the future prospects for further economic cooperation between the two countries?
Actually, this is a win-win, you know, a game played by the two sides. I'm sure everyone knows the sanctions imposed by the Western countries in recent years, just because of the military government and just because of the policies adopted by the military government. But this time, since 2010, the democratic movement in that country has already, you know, changed the landscape of the political and economic area of that country, and the momentum for the peaceful development of the economy and the social life has become a very important part of the country. And I think the security and safety and stability in Myanmar should be a future topic for the domestic politics and for the countries concerned in this region. I'm sure everybody would benefit from the stability of the peace and stability in that country.
Well, certainly overall economic cooperation is on the agenda. More specifically speaking, many people have predicted that the suspended Mitsum Dam project will be one of the key topics for the visit. So could you give us some background on that project and how do both sides view it today?
Yeah, Mitsum Dam project actually has been the largest project or economic cooperation between China and Myanmar. I think the background is that program was endorsed by the military government, so the civilian politicians, they don't like to continue the cooperation adopted by the military government. This is actually a political struggle in Myanmar. Mm. So after the election of the civilian government, especially when State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi came into the co-center of the politics in Myanmar, I'm sure she will continue the momentum of the cooperation in the infrastructure improvement of the country, because this is actually a win-win cooperation between China and Myanmar. So I think Aung San Suu Kyi and her government will continue the project, and during her visit this time, I'm sure the two sides will touch upon the continuation of the construction there.